Here's Halloran with something to think about.
Emily Ann Roberts won on The Voice. No, she didn't. Halloran, Jordan Smith did. Trust me. Emily won too. First, congratulations to Jordan Smith. He has a once-in-a-lifetime voice. The judges in America took note, and now, look out, world. Jordan is a student at Lee University, just down the road in Cleveland, Tennessee. Emily Ann is a student at Carnes High School. She's 17. Just 17. She made Tennessee proud, and her star is rising like a rocket. But I want you to note something. Both of these young people are deeply committed to their faith. They're good kids. Shh, don't tell anyone. But the good kids won. Yeah, two young people in America who love God took the world by storm, which means it's possible for good to win. It's possible for good to be relevant. It's possible for good to be commercial. You know, in this Kardashian era or the Lady Gaga era, the notion has been you have to be bad to be good. You have to do life at the edges of debauchery to move the world and make money. Guess what? This time the good kids won. God spoke to the world through their gifts. While no one was looking, but while everyone was looking, two faith-inspired young musical geniuses, Jordan Smith and Emily Ann Roberts, showed the world the amazing power of God just in time for Christmas. We rant about all that's wrong. Let me take a moment just to rejoice over what's right. Thank you, Jordan. Thank you, Emily Ann. And thank you, God. The good kids won. Don't forget, the Halloran Hilton Hill Show is moving to afternoons 3 to 7 starting Monday, January 4th. Make the switch. Just something to think about.
Tune in for Triple H mornings, 5:30 to 10 on News Talk 98.7
WOKI.